Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 11th of February. Right, let's get a game plan because I've been an absolute mess since I've been back. And I took some night nurse last night because I hadn't slept. And that's made me even worse. That stuff is lethal, isn't it? So really struggled this morning. So I'm going to spend I've got a couple of meetings the next couple of days. One regarding automation, including RTS. And some football, and another couple of meetings in London tomorrow. So I'm going to catch everything up over Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week. Podcasts will be done, but they will be bets only. And then I can resume Monday on by which time I definitely will be back to normal. And if I'm not, I'll be jumping off a bridge. But I'll resume then with picking up where we started in January with these goals and some betting advice and stuff like that. I've got lots of bits that I've been working on. And prize winners, I will also sort you out on Monday as well. I've got your emails. I'll sort all that out on Monday and send across to you through Monday, Tuesday. So just some bets for today. I've done all the football. Again, I've left a couple of bits on the spreadsheet, which I've corrected for ultimate apologies. It's just the brain not working this morning. But I've got a couple of horses. Let's do those first. 450 at Newcastle, Calivade, win only. And 520 at Newcastle, Elusive Heights, win only. Obviously, racing suffering with the weather at the minute. My suggestion is you play small. What are we, 4 weeks from Cheltenham? Hopefully it'll all settle down weather-wise and we'll get a good run into Cheltenham and through. But all a bit of a struggle at the minute, particularly with the weather. But Calivade in the 450 and Elusive Heights in the 520. And football-wise, bear with me. Let's log out of there. Find that there. Football wise, right. A first half goal at Wimbledon versus Ipswich. AFC Wimbledon versus Ipswich. If it is 0-0 at 20 minutes, start drip backing over 0.5 first half goals, drip laying under. If it gets to half time 0-0, revert to lay the draw for a point and trade from there. So drip backing over 0.5 first half goals 20 minutes onwards. If it that bet loses, lay the draw and trade on a goal in the second half if it's 0-0 at half time. And then I thought I had another one. Yes, Sunderland Rochdale over 1.5 goals. Sunderland Rochdale over 1.5 goals. Again, 0-0 sort of 20 minutes in, then start drip backing over 1.5 goals, Sunderland versus Rochdale, and trade on a goal, much like the bet last night. Chrissy's nap today is a home win in the Brentford versus Leeds game. Obviously, Leeds in a chronic slump at the minute, look nailed on for promotion. Now not so sure, and the Forest, who I tipped at the start of the season, are coming up. And I do think Forest are going to be a big threat, but Brentford in fine form. Fantastic form, in fact, and themselves are making a charge for the promotions. So Brentford versus Leeds, Chrissy's nap of the day is home win in that game. He also, there's two others, there's a home win in Wickham versus Fleetwood and a first half goal in Barnsley versus Birmingham. So that's Chrissy's three bets. The nap is Brentford home win Wickham, first half goal at Barnsley versus Birmingham. I will again do Chrissy's results up probably early next week now and get those updated and let people know. I'm doing them all by breakdown of market and things, but I've just been so spaced out that everything seems to be taking me twice as long. But apologies for that. Perils of going to 8-hour time zones and not having much sleep, I'm afraid. My own fault. But that's it for today. As I say, just give me a few days. Everything will continue as normal, but I'll get everything caught up. And then next week I will hopefully, fingers crossed, all be back to normal and everything be done. Those people who I've got to make phone calls, I'll leave that till Monday as well because I'm so spaced out, I'm not even taking information in properly. So I will deal with that when I speak to you. Okay, I will speak to you all tomorrow morning.